Yo, so it's for all Dallas Cowboy news. Here's player number 10.
Matt Nichols, backup quarterback.
That's
Matt,
the quarterback we're talking about.
Hey, Matt. Quick question for Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, you're known as a backup quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Is that pretty fun?
Yeah, it's very fun.
Where are you from?
Eastern Washington.
I'm from Northern
Eastern
California.
Washington, aren't you?
From Northern California, but played at Eastern Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and what about the siblings? How many brothers and sisters you got?
I got one sister.
Does she play professional football?
She does not.
Was that Joe DeCamillis that just hit you in the head?
He just snapped his fingers on my ear.
Is he usually that big a jerk, man? You're not going to take that from him.
Why does he have to come
awesome.
Up for special
All the coaches around here are awesome.
What coach do you hate the most?
I don't hate any of them. They're all great guys and great coaches.
It's Campo, isn't it? Don't you hate Campo? Seeing him yelling at the guys on the other side of the ball?
No, I'm not around all the defensive coaches very much.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he'll beat out Romo?
Do you think he'll beat out Romo this year?
Yeah, that probably doesn't have a great chance of happening.
Do you think he's really good?
I think he's very good, yes.
What's going on with this mic? Do you hear it clicking around?
It sounds okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tighten it up or something.
Sorry about that. I'm tightening up the mic.
Does Jerry ever talk to him?
It's fine.
Does Jerry ever talk to you?
No, he doesn't.
You've never had words with Jerry ever?
I mean, kind of met him first time we got here from minicamp, and that was about it.
Have you ever seen him with his dentures out?
Have not.
It's pretty weird looking. What about with his hair off? You ever see him with like a different hairpiece?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no comment. You're laughing.
Well, I mean, I'm out here practicing with the Cowboys. Why wouldn't I be?
All right, now, even though that you're in the NFL, right? Are you ever starstruck by meeting a player that you've watched play for a while?
I kind of thought I would be a little bit more, but you find out that they're just guys, and guys love playing football, and it's just great to be around people that are as passionate about the sport as I am.
Now that Dez is not practicing, you ought to ask him to carry your pads.
Nah, that's obviously rookies wouldn't have each other carry each other's pads. So.
Well, but you're still on the practice field. He's not doing anything. You just need to say to him, "Hey, I know we're both rookies, but you ain't doing ass right now, so carry my pads, rookie."
Yeah, what you're doing right now, it doesn't matter as much as what he's going to be doing during the season.
Okay, and are you married?
I am.
How long you been married?
About 4 months.
Ooh, newlyweds. How is this training camp putting a dent in your love life?
Not really. She's an awesome girl and supports me 100%, so it's actually...
Yeah, but I mean, she's not down here for physical contact with you.
No, she's not. She's in Washington.
Okay. You're not allowed conjugal visits down here?
Nope.
Is that tough?
No, it's cool. I mean, here playing football.
Okay. All right, thanks for your time.
All right. He hates you. I would, too.
He does. All right, here's a chick over here who's tatted up beyond belief. I'm going to go talk to her. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
I'm Danae.
Danae? What kind of name is Danae? Right.
The most awesome name ever.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24, and you've got several lip piercings. I need to describe this for radio. We're live on radio right now in Dallas-Fort Worth. You ever heard of Dallas-Fort Worth?
I have not. I'm not from here. I flew in from Vegas to see my boys.
Oh, flew in from Vegas to see your boys. Let me get this straight. You've never heard of the town of Fort Worth?
Well, I've heard of Fort Worth, but not like your radio station.
Oh, okay. All right.
Trying to make me sound crazy on air.
I'm not trying to make you sound crazy. I also want to talk about some of your tattoos.
Okay. Probably like that one.
Is that, the cowboy star there on your ankle. That's nice. How many tattoos do you have, by the way?
More than 40.
Did she have a fishing accident around her lips? Is that why she has those?
No, there's not a fishing accident around her lip. They're in piercings.
Oh.
Now, tell me what it says right on your, I guess it's right below your throat, above your breast. What does it say?
Trust no bitch.
Okay.
Good words to live by there.
And what does that mean?
Hey, wait.
It means that females are scandalous.
Hey, wait. Look at this girl's tattoos. Look at her tattoos.
No.
Yeah, it says, you know who that was, don't you?
Of course.
It's Wade Phillips.
That's Big Daddy.
Yeah, it goes by Big Daddy with you, huh?
Daddy.
Oh, my goodness. You know, oddly enough, Wade has the tattoo, Trust No Bitch, right above his ass.
Sweet. Sweet. We should do, like, a picture with each other.
Who are you here for? Like, what player are you connected with?
Barber and Austin.
Barber and Austin. Do you know those guys personally?
No. No.
You just want to meet them?
But I would like them to color all over me with a Sharpie today.
Would you make love to them?
Would you make love to those two guys if given the chance?
Negative.
Liar.
Really? You don't like black guys? Oh, you don't?
Oh, God.
Okay. What color guys you prefer?
I like tattooed white boys.
Tattooed white boys. So like Coach Phillips.
Of course.
All right, well, God bless you, and trust no bitch. Oh, you have a couple of scars here. Did you have some piercings there? Right between your breasts?
I did.
What was it?
They were surface piercing.
Tell her to be more careful when she sets the hook.
Right. God bless you.
That's
Danae. Oh, my gosh. You should see what a freak show she looks like. And she's from Vegas?
California.
What's going on there?
I've been in California before.
Hey, here's
Vegas.
Rich Dalrymple. I want me to confront him about Jerry.
No.
Well, okay. No, I wouldn't confront him about it. Say,
tell him thanks for getting Jerry on.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for getting Jerry on.
Thanks.
Where is Jerry right now?
He's over at the hotel.
He is?
Yeah, he's not going to be able to join you in person, but...
But he'll be on the phone, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Live and in
happy
person.
Birthday. His birthday
live and
yesterday.
On the phone.
By the way, happy birthday. Your birthday was yesterday. I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah, yesterday.
How old are you?
I'm now 50 in a day.
50 in a... Did you know it was his birthday yesterday, Coach?
I would have spanked him.
You don't want to do that, Coach.
I forgot about it.
Grown men should never spank other grown men. You guys, now, don't look behind me, but that girl I was talking to, Coach, with the tattoos, you know who she is?
No.
I don't either, but she has a tattoo up above her breast that says, "Trust no bitch."
Can't comment on that.
No, isn't that horrible?
We certainly don't. I still don't know why your name isn't on the show. I mean,
I know it. Isn't that a crime?
It is.
Well, anyway, you don't have any tattoos, do you, Coach?
No, I don't.
You ever thought about one?
No. I don't think about them, no.
Did your dad ever have any? He didn't have any tattoos, did he?
No, he didn't.
Rich, you ever think about getting a tattoo?
No. It's like most interviews with Gordon. That they're funny for a little bit, and then they just start going spiraling downhill at a rapid rate of speed.
All right. Well, good luck at practice today, Coach. So,
boy, Rich did kind of categorize your interview there.
I like how as soon as I started talking about that girl's tattoo, to the coach, Rich basically reached over and put his hand over the microphone, trying to keep the coach from commenting on "trust no bitch."
What was the follow-up
question? 35 white.
Lanye Miller.
Hey, Lanye, how's it going?
What's up?
You coming out here for practice?
Yeah.
All right, have fun.
All right.
There was a solid interview there.
That was an interview. 44 white.
That's Chris Gronkowski.
I guess 44 is always offense, right?
Yeah.
I could just say offense. Mm-hmm. Chris Gronkowski?
Gronkowski.
Gronkowski.
I think the hardline talked to him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chris, I see you're wearing number 44 today.
George Gervin's number.
Been wearing it every day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. You know whose number is 44, don't you?
Who's that?
George Gervin.
Really?
Yeah, you know who George Gervin is?
Nope.
He was a famous San Antonio Spur.
Really?
Yeah, do you follow other sports?
Not too much.
Really? Just the NFL? Do you follow the NFL?
A little bit, not too much.
It's so weird that you play the game. We talked about this earlier in the week. You play the game, but you don't really, you're not real passionate about the history of it.
Yeah. Not big into the history of anything, really. So.
How many Super Bowls the Cowboys
won? How many Super Bowls have the Cowboys won?
Around 10.
Wow. All right, could you name three former Cowboy quarterbacks?
Aikman.
Okay.
I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Oh, come on, Aikman and...
I don't know.
How about Captain Comeback himself?
Jason Garrett.
There you go.
That's one.
Right, that counts. He wasn't Captain Comeback, necessarily.
Who's that?
Captain Comeback, Roger Staubach.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
That was before my day.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know, so was George Washington, but you know his name.
Yep.
Can you name me five former presidents?
Not really.
Are you serious? You can't
yeah,
name
me? Yeah, I could, but...
Well, give it a shot.
That's a little tough before practice.
No, it's okay. It's just good to focus you.
Yeah, we got both George Bushes.
Uh-huh.
We got Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
We got,
Did you say Phil?
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
That's five.
All right, and three more.
I can't do that. You said five.
Just three more.
I was focused for five. That's all I had.
George Washington didn't count because I already gave you that one.
So you need one more then?
Yeah.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Okay. There you go. Congrats. All right.
Jeez.
He really and truly didn't know any of that stuff.
No. He's been hitting the head a bunch.
I don't think... What?
He's a fullback.
Oh. I don't think he could have gotten three more presents if I'd asked him. How about Danae? I'm going to ask Danae. Hey, Danae, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Should I trust you, by the way?
Of course.
Okay. So you're not a...
Bitch. Of course not.
Okay. Can you name me six former presidents?
Probably not.
Just give it a shot.
I'm not even going to go there.
Just try. You got to try.
Former presidents.
No help.
No help? Okay, so there's Bush and Clinton. We'll get those out of the way. Kennedy.
Hey, Leon Mayer.
We'll go old school Washington. Roosevelt. And...
What was Roosevelt's first name?
See if Jason Williams can help her right to your left there.
Hey, Jason.
No, oh, behind you.
Jason. Jason.
Oh, wait, that wasn't Jason. That was 52 instead of 58. Sorry.
No wonder William he was Williams. Ignoring me. God.
Sorry.
You jerk. I was chasing after him, calling him Jason.
I didn't do that on purpose. I thought it was 58 instead of 52.
All right, who's this guy coming at me now?
50?
I don't know. 50.
Oh, that's 58.
Oh, Jason. Yeah. How's it going?
It's going good.
Are you wearing that uniform today?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Well, he's walking away from me. I didn't have any questions for him. 59.
Brandon Williams.
Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Good.
Looking tough today. You're looking good. A couple questions about sports for you real quick.
What's that?
Do you like sports?
Of course.
What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
What's your favorite thing to watch when you're watching basketball?
LeBron James.
What does he think of Miami Thrice?
What do you think of Miami Thrice?
Hey, undefeated, baby.
Well, yeah, I guess.
That's all you can say. We're gonna
so,
be undefeated.
Did you think that LeBron James show was ridiculous, the coming out ceremony?
No, it's not. I mean, a lot of people have shows these days, so, I mean, anybody can have a show these days.
Did you ever have one of those big shows to announce where you're going?
No.
Hour special?
Uh-uh.
What if at the end of that show, instead of announcing that he was going to Miami, he announced that he was gay?
Hey.
Would you still support
man.
Him?
Hey, that's that man. That's what he do.
What about you? You ever known any a guy, like a good friend of yours, that came out and said, "Hey, I want you to know how gay I am right now."
Nah, man, we don't do that where I'm from.
Really?
Nah.
So if a guy's on the down low, he stays on the down low.
Got to be or something like that.
Right, you're taking off. All right, see.
All right, Gordo.
Yeah, there you go. A little flavor of the Cowboys as they come out to practice today.
Yes. Job well done there.
We learned a lot.
From the field.
Learned that coach has trust no bitch tattooed on his lower back.
All right, there's the great Gordo from the field. The Cowboys are filing out onto the field here.